The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
I'm going to have to tighten that one up a little bit there.
Go. What are you looking at over there?
Good, I'm looking at a boat. Shut up.
Here's what's going on. So Brock finally made a decision. He's like, you know, I'm going to wait a little bit to make sure it's the absolute right decision.
I was looking at land.
He was up north. He was looking at land. And he's been talking to his dad. He's been talking to me. He's been talking to Kiki.
Everybody.
He's been talking to everybody.
The hobo underneath the bridge.
Which is good because you need to put the feelers out. You need to get second opinions because your emotions are high.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just buy stuff because that's what I do. Don't do what I do.
You know. Yeah.
So now he's like, he finally made the decision. He's like, you know, I think I'm going to wait. I'm
going to
wait a few years or maybe a year. Maybe it'll go down. Maybe I'll find something else.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you have a good amount of cash in your pocket that you weren't going to spend.
Let's be honest here. I still don't technically have the money. It's all on credit. But when you don't spend $10,000,
now you have $10,000.
You feel like you got $10,000.
Right. So now you're. What are you on right now?
I'm just looking at a John boat. It's only $300, and it comes with the trailer.
You know how many of those you could buy with
$10,000? That's a steal.
Yeah.
That's a steal.
So there you go.
Cripes. I should throw my computer out the window.
You could get a boat. You could get a four-wheeler.
There was a nice three-wheeler for sale.
How about this? You get a side-by-side. I mean, those are expensive.
Yeah,
those are about 10 grand.
If I were to not buy the land and then buy a side-by-side, Kiki would kill me.
What are you doing? Until she rode in it.
That's true.
She'd be like, it's true. Right,
no, then she would throw me out of it and leave me somewhere where I can't get out of. Anyway. Don't worry. I'll figure it out what I'm going to spend my money on.
Just buy it, Brock.
Just buy it. Yeah, you're the little devil on my shoulder. Just buy it. It's fine. You only live once. You can't take it with you.
Because anything you buy, technically, I get to play with for a little
while.
You
ain't touching nothing.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, not only is Dee Snider of Twisted Sister leading a petition drive to have AC/DC play the next Super Bowl, he's become a source of info about the band, even if he's not allowed to fill in some of the details. Speaking on Trunk Nation, Snider revealed that he recently had lunch with AC/DC singer Brian Johnson. I'm so effing jealous about that. Like, oh, yeah, just having lunch with Brian Johnson, who confirmed that the group is currently recording. Not only that, but Snider says Johnson told him that the band's classic lineup is back together, though obviously without Malcolm Young. However, Snider also says there are, quote, some surprises regarding the late rhythm guitarist that just had his jaw on the floor. Snider promises that Malcolm will be present in some form, so this is AC/DC as we know and love them. I'm excited.
Are you ready?
Ooh.
Are you ready for a good time? Ooh. Sweet apple pie.
Dude, come on. AC/DC Super Bowl.
That'd be killer.
It's killer.
That'd be killer.
Everybody would love it. It is. Come on. Step aside, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
You know, not all the dudes that are watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I get it. The guys get the football. The women get the halftime show.
Yeah.
Not next year. I'm sorry.
But
you know
everyone
what? You guys
still
can watch the Puppy
it.
Bowl. That's what you get. The Puppy Bowl.
Yeah. Dude, AC/DC at halftime would be
epic.
So dope.
It'd be epic. It's
so
perfect. They even play AC/DC in the NFL promo.
Yeah.
Here's because they know.
Here's what's going to happen. It's going to be Green Bay. Patriots.
God, here we go.
Green Bay Patriots. Brady Rodgers.
So you
AC/DC.
Say Tom's going back to
AC/DC halftime show. The greatest. I'll buy tickets for that one.
Let's go.
I'll buy tickets
I'm
for that
serious.
One.
I'm serious. You're getting those three in one stadium? Yeah. Puff.
Whoa. That's worth $13,000. I know what I can spend my $10,000
on. There you go.
Anyway.
Ooh.
Ow.
Come on. You know how loud
Let
it would
see
be?
Your hands.
It'd be awesome.
It'd be so great. Be so great. All right, we'll see what happens. So go sign the petition.
Sign me up.
That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1962, Jonathan Bon Jovi. John Bon Jovi, lead singer of the group Bon Jovi, was born in Perth Amboy, New Jersey. I like some Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I have a lot of good songs there. A lot
of hits from the Jersey guy. Wasn't he in a movie?
I think you're right. I think you are right.
What movie was it? It was like a wedding movie. And he played like one of the love interests. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Chris Harry, what are you doing right now? Google it for us. I remember seeing this one video and I felt so bad for him. He was at a wedding, right? And because he was friends of the family of the guy or girl was getting married. This was not that terribly long ago. And anyway, they start doing the band. The band starts doing a Bon Jovi song. And they walked over to him. So basically, and he was like, you could tell. He's like, look, I'm not here to sing. I don't want to take any attention off them. I just want to, but the band basically, I've never been more mad at a band in my life.
Come on, man.
Leave them alone. You know, so here you are, just some chump band. And it's like, so now they have video of them singing with Bon Jovi. Yeah, yeah. And it's like, you could tell, he's like, all right, thanks guys. Now I got to do it. Cause otherwise I'm going to be a dick if I don't sing. You guys are sitting here playing, Living on a Prayer right in front of me. Right.
You know, I want to rip on him so bad, but there was one time I was DJing a bar and Tommy Two Tone walks in and I started playing Jenny. And I was hand over his shoulder singing. I'm not even a band, bro.
Don't feel bad about that, because that's literally Tommy Two Tone's only song. Yep. He should sing that whenever anybody requests it. All right. But Bon Jovi has nothing to prove at this point.
No, they don't.
Tommy Two Tone, always give him the mic.
Yeah.
Because that is his only song. All right. The only thing people know Tommy Two Tone for is 866. Like, if I see Tommy Two Tone at a funeral, I'm going to give him the microphone and be like, sing 8675309, Jenny.
Just sing it.
Just sing it. It's your only song, Tommy. You should be grateful that you're being given this opportunity.
We were best friends, Brock. He's my best buddy.
That guy just left, like, God, I hate that guy. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.